はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 3. Show your appreciation in Japanese. Hello and welcome to JapanesePod101.com, where we study modern Japanese in a fun educational format.
So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago or start learning today.
Thanks for being here with us for this lesson.
Jessie desu. I'm Jessie.
Konnichiwa, Naomi desu. And I'm Naomi.
If you listened to the last lesson, you should have been able to get all of that.
That's right. You learned how to introduce yourself.
And in this lesson, you'll learn how to say thank you and you're welcome.
Very important phrases.
Definitely. So now let's listen to a short exchange between two people.
Listen carefully to what they say.
Okay, let's begin.
お土産です。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
お土産です。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
お土産です。
This is a small gift for you.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
どういたしまして。
You're welcome.
So, the first person gave something to the second person, right?
Yes.お土産。
お土産。Let's talk about what this is. If you look in the dictionary, it might say souvenir, won't it?
Yes, but I think it's a bit different.
Right, I agree. In English, when we say souvenir, it usually refers to something like a memento, something you might buy for yourself to remind you of a certain place, something like that. But お土産 is something you buy for other people, right?
Yes. When Japanese people go on a trip, it's a custom for them to bring back お土産。From the place they went.
It's also a custom to bring a gift from your home country if you visit another country. So if someone visits Japan, or if a Japanese person goes to another country, you can bet there'll be omiyage.
Yes. Usually, the best kind of omiyage is something edible.
That's right. A box full of little individual snacks is your standard omiyage in Japan. In this lesson, you'll learn how to thank someone, and also what to say when someone thanks you.
In the conversation,One person gave another a small gift.
Right, the omiyage that we just talked about. Let's look at what they said really quickly.
The person said, omiyage desu, when handing over the small gift.
In the last lesson, we learned that name plus desu means I'm name. Instead of a name, we can also put a different word here, like the name of an object plus desu.
When we do that, it means it is name of the object.
We'll get into this more in Lesson 7, but for now, just know that the desu here is the same as it is in English. So, omiyage desu means it's a small gift.
Okay, now let's look at our two phrases for today.
The first phrase means thank you, and it is?
ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Let's hear it one time slowly.
ありがとうございます。
And one more time at natural speed.
ありがとうございます。
This is made up of two parts, right?
Yes. ありがとう and ございます。
Now, a lot of people might already know the first word, ありがとう。
Oh, really?
Yes, it's one of those famous words that even people who don't know any Japanese probably know. But what a lot of people don't know is that this word is very casual sounding.
Oh, that's very true.It is okay to use only arigato in certain situations.
For example, when talking to really close friends.
Sure, like arigato.
Kind of like saying just thanks.
But if you're thanking a stranger, someone older than you, or someone you should show respect to, please use the full phrase. Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
It may sound like a lot of syllables, so just keep repeating. Okay, listeners.Please repeat.
ありがとうございます。
Great! So now whenever someone does something for you or gives you something, you can say,
ありがとうございます。
Now, let's say that you are the one being thanked. For example, you give someone an omiyage, a small gift, and that person says,
Arigatou gozaimasu.
What do we say in return?
どういたしまして?
どういたしまして?
Can we hear it one time slow?
Sure. どういたしまして?
And one more time at natural speed.
どういたしまして?
Okay, listeners, please repeat.
どういたしまして?
Great. Okay, now let's try using them together. What can I give Naomi that she'll like?
Aha!
Naomi, I brought you some omiyage from the States. Peanut butter cups.
Oh!
Omiyage desu.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
どういたしまして?
I love these.
Oh, good. Now let's try it with the listeners. Listeners, you give Naomi something that you think she'll like. Please respond to what she says. Okay, so now you hand over the gift.
ありがとうございます。
Did you get it? All together now?
どういたしまして?
Okay, now let's switch. Now you're going to get a gift from Naomi. Imagine that she gives you one of your favorite snack foods.
お土産です。
Okay, all together now? ありがとうございます。 Hear that? That was the sound of everyone around the world thanking you.
どういたしまして?
All right, do you have these phrases down by now?
Make sure to read the lesson notes PDF for even more information.
Listeners out there, if you ever have any lesson-related questions or feedback, leave us a comment or ask us a question on the lessons page.
It's easy to leave a comment.
Go to the lesson page on JapanesePod101.com, click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it. Commenting is a great way to practice reading and writing in Japanese. It helps you learn faster, and your feedback helps us improve.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and leave us a comment.
And that's going to wrap up this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone. Arigatou gozaimasu.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Make sure to join us for the next lesson. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.
お土産です。
ありがとうございます。
どういたしまして?